Secretary of State Colin Powell held separate meetings today with Israeli Prime Minister-elect Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Powell's stop in Israel is part of his maiden tour of the Middle East as the United States' top diplomat. His visit comes following 5 months of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. More than 300 Palestinians and more than 60 Israelis have died in the fighting, and Israeli sanctions have left the 3 million Palestinians living on the West Bank and Gaza economically isolated. Powell appeared at a press conference today in Ramallah following his meeting with Arafat.
We discussed how it is necessary for all sides to move away from violence and incitement, and how it is necessary to lift the siege as soon as possible so that economic activity can begin again in the region. The challenge is how to get the process started.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden followed the Secretary of State's tour in Israel and the Palestinian territories, and she joins us now on the line from Jerusalem. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Leanne.
What was the mood like in Ramallah?
In Ramallah, the mood ranged from indifference to suspicion to open hostility, essentially. As Secretary Powell was meeting with Mr. Arafat, mass militants were running through downtown streets calling on shopkeepers to close up for a three-hour strike in protest. Hundreds of demonstrators marched behind a banner that said, "American butcher, go back home." Palestinians told me they see Powell as a military man first. They're very angry at the recent U.S. airstrikes near Baghdad, and they say they have little reason to think that Secretary Powell will change an American policy that Palestinians consider biased in favor of Israel. It is something of a change from widespread Palestinian optimism that President Bush's new administration would take what they see as a more even-handed approach. That view, if it's still out there, was not very vocal today. In Israel, I think there is much more interest in see what the new administration's policy will be, and there was probably a lot of reassurance. Powell today said that the U.S.-Israeli relationship is unbreakable, and he repeated a lot of what Prime Minister-elect Ariel Sharon has said, namely that there must be a de-escalation of violence before you can hope to resume peace talks. He also again suggested a more hands-off U.S. approach, essentially calling for Israel and the Palestinians to negotiate directly without U.S. mediation, which is a course that Israel's incoming government says it prefers.
About that de-escalation of violence, it's been the case for months now that calling for an end to the violence. Is there any reason to think that a new American Secretary of State can help stop the fighting?
Well, it's not really clear how. Secretary Powell today called the violence a series of provocations and counter-provocations, which I think people on both sides would say is pretty good description. But it doesn't look likely to end, and in fact, there was more violence today. The Palestinians, at least some of them, seemed determined to send a message today that Powell's presence meant nothing. There was an Israeli settler just north of Ramallah was shot and is in serious condition. When you ask Palestinians about reducing violence, they say, look, Israel's been waging a violent occupation against us for three decades now, and we essentially had a ceasefire for 7 years while we were negotiating under the Oslo Accords, and still what Israel was offering wasn't enough for us. So basically, you've still got this blame game back and forth, each side insisting that the other must act first.
As we heard, Powell appealed to Israel to end its sanctions and blockade of the Palestinian territories. Give us your observations. What exactly is the economic situation like on the West Bank and Gaza?
It's very grim. This is the longest closure, I believe, ever. It's 5 months now where tens of thousands of Palestinians have, for the most part, been unable to enter Israel. Now, every day you do see some going around the closure. It's very loose in some regards. It's very fluid and tighter in some places than others. But tens of thousands of Palestinians are certainly out of work because of this. The Palestinian Authority, according to economists, is running a deficit of $50 million every month. Salaries have been paid only with the help of international aid, and the PA is not sure where the money will come from for this month's salaries. Now, Powell specifically appealed to Israel to release tens of millions of dollars in tax revenues that it's been withholding. These are taxes on goods that must pass through Israeli ports on their way to Gaza and the West Bank. The Palestinians say Israel has no right to hold this money. It's Palestinian money. Israeli officials say that holding it, though, is punishment for continued attacks on their soldiers and settlers. One recent newspaper editorial said, "No peace, no money."
And briefly, Jennifer, Powell is now going to head to Kuwait to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the end of the war with Iraq. Is Iraq really the primary focus of his agenda on this tour?
Very much so. He keeps repeating it everywhere. He says Saddam Hussein is a threat to his neighbors and Arabs must unite to reinforce the UN sanctions against him. This is a view very much in favor with the incoming Israeli government, who says Iraq may be even a bigger existential threat to us than the Palestinians. Palestinians see things very differently. They are extremely supportive of Baghdad, from which they've been getting a lot of financial aid, and they insist if the U.S. doesn't address their problem, it won't get the support it needs for sanctions against Iraq.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem. Thanks very much, Jennifer.
Thank you.